Today we're building a drum bus in Ableton Live 12 that keeps the attack crisp, while the mid-range gets dusty, rough, and full of old-school jungle attitude. And that contrast is the whole game. In jungle and old-school DnB, the drums are not just there to keep time. They need to hit hard enough to cut through a fast bassline, but they also need enough grime and movement to feel alive. If the break is too clean, it can sound modern but flat. If it's too dirty, you lose the punch. So the sweet spot is a drum bus with sharp transients up front and dusty mids underneath. We're going to use stock Ableton tools for this. So if you're a beginner, don't worry. You can absolutely do this with simple routing, EQ, saturation, compression, and a tiny bit of timing offset. First, choose a breakbeat with character. Something with a strong snare, some ghost notes, and a bit of room sound works best. An amen-style break is a classic choice, but really any funky break can work. Keep it to one or two bars so you can hear the groove clearly. Before you process anything, listen to the raw loop. Pay attention to where the snare lands, where the hits pop, and where the dusty body lies. Usually that body is sitting somewhere in the mid-range, roughly between 300 Hz and 3 kHz. Now here's the core move. Split the break into two layers. Duplicate the break onto two tracks. Name one of them transient layer, and name the other dust layer. Then route both of them into the same group, so they become a drum bus. The transient layer is going to keep the hit clean and punchy. The dust layer is going to carry the rougher texture and the mid-range grime. On the transient layer, start with EQ8. High pass it somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz if the break has too much low end. If it sounds boxy, make a small cut around 250 to 400 Hz. And if the snare needs more snap, give a gentle boost around 3 to 6 kHz. After that, add drum bus. Keep the drive moderate, maybe around 5 to 15%. Push the transient control up a little if you want more bite. Keep boom low or off on this layer, because we want the attack to stay clean. The point here is simple. In fast DnB, the transient has to speak immediately, or the drums start losing definition. Now move to the dust layer. This is where we intentionally make it rougher and more mid-focused. Start with EQ8 again. High pass it around 120 to 180 Hz, so it stays out of the kick and sub area. Then low pass it around 8 to 10 kHz to keep the top end from getting fizzy. If the hats start getting harsh, you can make a small cut around 5 to 7 kHz. The goal is to let the 400 Hz to 2 kHz range stay alive, because that's where a lot of the dusty character lives. Now add saturator. You don't need to go crazy here. Try 3 to 8 dB of drive, and turn soft clip on. That should give you some crunch and sampler-like grit without killing the musicality of the break. If you want a little more grime, you can add redux very gently. Just a touch. We want dusty, not destroyed. The break should still sound like a break. It's just beating aged a little. Now here's the fun part. Offset the dust layer slightly late. You can do this by nudging the clip a few milliseconds later, or by using track delay and setting it around 5 to 15 milliseconds. Keep it subtle. You are not trying to hear a delay effect. You're trying to make the crisp transient arrive first, and then have the dusty mids bloom just behind it. That tiny offset creates a really classic jungle feel. The snare stays sharp, the break feels wider and more human, and the groove starts to breathe a little more. Now that both layers are behaving, process the group bus. On the drum bus, add glue compressor first. Use a gentle setting. A ratio of 2:1 or 4:1 is usually enough. Set the attack so the transient can come through, maybe around 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release can be auto, or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. And keep the gain reduction light, around 1 to 3 dB. We're gluing, not crushing. That's important. In DnB, if you flatten the drums too much, the whole track loses energy. If needed, add another EQ8 on the bus. You can make a small cut around 200 to 350 Hz if the bus feels cloudy. If you want a little more air, a tiny lift around 8 to 10 kHz can help, but be careful. In darker DnB, too much top end can work against the mood. Then try drum bus on the group itself. Keep the drive subtle, maybe 5 to 10%. Add just a little transient boost if you want the hit to pop. Use boom carefully, because the kick and sub usually need their own space. This stage is about making the whole drum bus feel like one coherent sound. Now, one of the biggest beginner mistakes is overdoing the compression. If the break starts sounding flat or lifeless, back off. The groove in jungle comes from motion, not just loudness. Another useful step is automation. DnB drums really come alive when they evolve across the arrangement. For example, in the intro, you might keep the dust layer lower and more filtered. Then, as you move into the drop, Bring the dust layer up and let the transient layer hit more clearly. You could even automate saturator drive up a little into the drop, or open an auto filter gradually during the build. A really effective arrangement trick is to drop the dust layer out for a bar or two before bringing it back. That contrast makes the return feel bigger, even if you haven't changed the pattern at all. This style works especially well in jungle, rollers, darker halftime to full-time switch-ups, and an EDNB section where you want the drums to feel like a second hook. Now let's talk about balance with the bass line, because this matters a lot. In DNB, your drums do not exist in isolation. They have to work with the sub, the reese, or whatever bass sound is driving the tune. So check the drum bus in mono with utility, if you need to. Make sure the groove still reads clearly when you reduce width or turn off stereo spread. Ask yourself a few questions. Is the snare still cutting through? Is the kick beating masked by the sub? Are the dusty mids fighting with the bass harmonics? If the answer is yes, then you probably need a little more cleanup around 300 to 500 Hz on the bus, or you need to turn the dust layer down a bit. The transient layer should stay sharp, that's the part that cuts. A good rule to remember is this: the bass line can be the monster, but the drum bus should be the knife. Sharp, gritty, and controlled. There are a few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't make both layers equally loud. The dusty layer should support the hit, not replace it. Don't distort the break so hard that the snare turns into noise. Don't cut too much top end from the transient layer, or the drums will disappear in a fast mix. Don't forget to high pass the dust layer, or it will start clouding the low end. And don't offset the dusty layer too far. Even 5 to 15 milliseconds is usually enough. If you push it too much, the groove stops feeling vibey and starts feeling lazy. A couple of pro tips can take this even further. Try keeping the transient layer centered and disciplined, while letting the dust layer be a little wider. That contrast can make the drums feel bigger without losing punch. You can also resample the drum bus once it feels right. Bounce it to audio, then re-edit it. That's a very classic DNB workflow, and it can help you commit to the sound. If you want even more movement, you can create a very quiet parallel dirt track, bandpass it around the mids, and blend it under the main bus. That gives you extra nastiness without flattening the main break. And for a darker vibe, you can add tiny ghost hits or rim layers behind the main snare hits. In jungle and rollers, those little details can become part of the hook. So here's the big idea to remember. A great DNB drum bus is not one flat sound. It's a contrast between crisp transients and dusty mids. The listener should notice the hit first, and then the grime. If the grime grabs attention before the snare does, the balance is backwards. Keep the transient layer clean and punchy. Shape the dusty layer with filtering and light saturation. Offset it slightly for groove. Glue the bus gently, and automate it so the drums evolve across the track. If you get that working, your breakbeats will instantly feel more like jungle, old-school DNB, or a darker roller, instead of just a plain loop. For a quick practice challenge, build one one-bar break loop using this method. Duplicate it into two layers. Keep one clean and punchy. Make the other dusty and slightly late. Group them, glue them lightly, and compare the result in mono and against your bass line. If you want to take it one step further, make two versions, one cleaner and sharper, and one grittier and more vintage. Then compare them at low volume. The version that still reads clearly at low volume usually has the best contrast. All right, that's the move. Crisp on the front, dusty in the middle, and just enough offset to make it breathe. That's how you get that old-school jungle energy in Ableton Live 12.